There will also be elections this Sunday in Bosnia. A nasty war there ended 15 years ago with an agreement that split the country into two semi-autonomous regions, one controlled by Serbs, the other by Muslims and Croats. Voters this weekend will include young people who have little or no memory of the war, but many of them have grown up in segregated communities. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Sarajevo.
Young women, tall, elegant, and self-confident, stroll along Ferhadja, the central pedestrian street lined with sidewalk cafes and trendy shops. War-damaged buildings have been replaced with new glass and steel high-rises. But the wounds of war are still deep and painful. High school history teachers from all over Bosnia meet at an internationally sponsored seminar. The topic, how to teach the history of the Yugoslav wars in the 1990s. Bojana Blagojevic, a Bosnian Serb teacher from Banja Luka, says every student knows someone who suffered in the war.
I think it's too sensitive to go with genocide and things like that.
Edin Jahac, a Muslim teacher from Tuzla, also says it's too early to teach the recent wars.
It's not a problem to explain the children, but adults are a problem. We have to make better political climate in Bosnia, and then we can talk about this.
Education, which should foster a multicultural society, has instead been manipulated by each ethnic group. There are separate education ministries which each draw up their own ethnically based curricula and textbooks. Education expert Melissa Foric says segregated classes can take place under the same roof.
So many years after the war, we are extremely divided, and we are producing new generations of citizens who are thinking the same way as they were thinking 10, 15 years ago. So what's our future?
So far, the election campaign by each of the incumbent nationalist parties has focused on defense of their ethnic identity. The country's dire economy has been all but ignored. Official unemployment is running at 43%, and 20% of the population lives under the poverty line. Some Bosnian citizens are beginning to protest. A few dozen people with posters and vuvuzelas stage an impromptu rally outside parliament. Their banner reads, "Let's wage war on the ethnic mafias." Dino Saria is 19 years old. He's one of the 80,000 new first-time voters with no memory of the war. He's aware many people his age are disaffected, but he hopes to help mobilize them.
The young people need to get things going, really, in this country, because the old folks are still waiting. They're thinking that nothing's going to change. Something must change, now or never.
In many towns and villages, few refugees have gone back to their homes, and more young people are segregated. They've never met anyone from the other two communities. Church bells peal over the town of Travnik, an hour's drive north of Sarajevo. But there are hardly any Catholics here anymore. A mixed Croat Muslim town for centuries until the war, it's now predominantly Muslim. At the Hotel Lipa, a group of citizen activists are holding an election workshop for young people and first-time voters. The activists show graphs demonstrating that the ruling parties have delivered only 5% of their election promises. But not more than a dozen people show up. Organizer Emin Mahmutovic is aware how hard it is to break the Nationalist Party's lock on power.
Young people, they are starting to think that ethnic divisions are normal. And it's really bad. And if something doesn't happen to change this, there will be no change.
Darko Burkan, another citizen activist, is more optimistic.
There's the new medias like internet developing, you know. There's more, the world is open, you know, much more than it used to be like a couple of years ago.
Birkin says the great majority of young Bosnians are internet savvy, and he's convinced the web could be the tool to overcome ethnic divisions and promote the rights of what he calls the society of others. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Sarajevo.